Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you. Great to have you with us again. Talk to me about the third wave. What do we mean and how do we define it?
Good afternoon, Simon. I thought you may want to kind of follow up your Israeli political news with our local one with the Minister of Health and what it means. But I think you're not going to ask me that. Am I correct?
No, I'm very happy to ask you that. Let's go there. It's more current and it's happening.
Yeah, no, look, I'm rather saddened by it. I really worked very well with him. And I think he did. He was very good. I think he led from the front. He worked very hard. And I think the vaccine program that you do have agreed, we kind of so encumbered by the variant, which actually limits our vaccine choices to two of the most premium vaccines, which are on the highest demand. One of them, unfortunately, now been suspended. So we're now left with the one vaccine. But even then, he's kind of managed to kind of get that Pfizer vaccine and have it going. And he has achieved a lot. So I'm certainly going to miss him.
Let's just bring us up to date, Prof, because I am not exactly 100% up to date with developments in that regard. We're obviously talking about the health minister, Zweli Mkhize, who I must tell you, up until now, I thought was one of the really good guys. He has been embroiled in a corruption scandal, I think implicating his son. I don't understand the extent to which he has been implicated in it himself. Do you know any details? And when you say you're almost referring to the fact as though, you know, his time's up, where do we stand on this matter as of now, Prof?
No, I don't think it's confirmed that his time is up. I think he's been put on special leave.
Okay.
And then there is another cabinet minister, I think it's Ben Gubadi, the Minister of Tourism, is going to act in his place. And, you know, I'm not sure what experience he's had, you know, where he comes from in the health sphere. It's a rather sensitive time now, particularly, you know, with the vaccine rollout where it is. And we certainly do need leadership. We need leadership from the Department of Health. Look, most of the actual administration and management is done by the Department of Health. From the public sector, of course, there's also the private sector, there's the medical aid industry. So it is a conglomerate which actually does drive the vaccine program. But obviously, you know, Minister of Health is an important political figure for getting things done, because a lot of the decisions aren't only health decisions. They kind of go across the board. They go from tourism to the various industries, to the economy itself, to the treasury, for purchasing vaccines. It's not just simply a Department of Health issue. It's a cross-sectional government issue.
So that is important, Prof, because I think he had the buy-in of many of the senior ANC members who were clearly listening to what he had to say. So, yeah, like you say, a massive loss to the vaccine program and for the rest of us who are so incredibly reliant on it.
It is. It's unfortunate. But look, I don't think it's not a disaster by any means, you know. I think a lot of the kind of mechanisms are in place. The vaccine procurement mechanism is in place. The rollout is in place. The rollout of vaccination sites are in place. All that administration will certainly carry on. Whoever takes his place will steer it. But, the actual management itself, you know, there's a deputy minister, there's a director general, there's a whole lot of officials involved in the health. And he put in place quite a good mechanism quite extensive machinery to take the process forward.
The sad part, Prof, is the extent to which this will have other consequences. I mean, we're in the middle of the discussion of NHI. There have been so many people saying you can't even think of something like that in a country like this with our corruption issues. And unfortunately, this has just played straight into those hands.
Unfortunately, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Very sad. That's the reality.
Prof, that I don't know how we got to 4:30 so incredibly quickly, but thank you for making us current and talking about that issue. It was really important. We'll chat about third waves and all the rest tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Great. Okay. Thanks, Simon. All the best.